from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's just about a lot of guys, everybody coming together, everybody doing their job, you know, going out there to make things happen. I like the guys in our room. I mean, I feel like everybody compliment each other so well. I feel like everybody, you know, have a skill set that we utilize the best to our ability, and we're going to make things happen. You know, you can't key on nobody. We're going to go out there and play ball.
Curtis Samuel, Bills wide receiver in his first season with the team. Pads today here from St. John Fisher.
Let's go. Heat and pads.
Heat and pads.
And fights.
The pads will be popping.
So good. Sal bringing up Coleman and, like, the pad stuff. That's my worry about him.
It's a good step.
Can you get open off the line of scrimmage like that? And he's going to be tested on that front today more than ever.
Yeah. He's been, by most accounts, having a pretty nice camp.
Yep.
Tight ends yesterday. Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid having a good camp. So we'll keep you posted. Keep you updated here on WGR from St. John Fisher. Jeremy and Joe with you. Happy Monday. Going to be a steamy one here and back in Buffalo as well. Just, you know, 90. Near 90.
Yep. We're good, though. We're in the shade here.
The Olympics, quick Olympics take, and then back to the Bills. I made a discovery. You know the things where you do something and it makes you an old person? Something happened over the weekend that made me an old person, or at least whatever.
You stopped for directions.
No. Along the way, in an attempt to watch Simone Biles, I searched, when is Simone Biles on? How can I watch Simone Biles?
Yep.
The answer was 3 a.m. Like, no. When's the tape? When's the tape delay?
Are they doing tape delay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was on yesterday afternoon evening. Here I am, formerly I would have gotten up at, you know, 4 in the morning to watch something. Now, I don't care about the result. I don't care if I find out ahead of time. I just want to know when it's on TV, everybody. But when can I find this on my television? So, Simone Biles and Team USA. Because, you know, she's, what, one of the biggest draws of the entire thing?
I saw a clip of her doing, like, it's probably normal for her, but, like, a backflip off that trampoline, whatever,
the vault, off the horse,
and then, like, unbelievable.
Not a gymnastic expert, but
neither.
What
neither.
I read was she basically attempts vaults that are so difficult.
Yeah.
She doesn't necessarily even have to land them to medal.
But you could just attempting them. If you do it 80%.
Yeah.
It's so
if
impressive.
If you fall,
that you're even trying.
They're like, that's still incredible.
Yeah.
Here's a medal.
Yeah.
Doing things that are so much more difficult that others can't even attempt. That's how good she is.
Right.
Anyway, the Olympics roll on. 803-0550. We are here at St. John Fisher. The Tua deal, the Jordan Love deal.
Yep.
The NFL top 100 continues its countdown. We haven't seen a bill. We're into the top 40 now. I shouldn't. We saw
Deion Dawkins.
Yes, we haven't seen
96.
Anybody in a while. We've seen former bills, and the Dolphins are all over this list, too.
Yep.
With Raheem Mostert and.
The Dolphins are so funny because they will get mocked relentlessly by Bills fans. And here's NFL top 100. Like, hey, their roster's pretty good.
One thing I looked
at. I think their roster is pretty good.
We flirted with this point. Let's get to it. I fully support Bills fans trolling Dolphins fans and the Dolphins. I fully support acting like you're untouchable when you're on the top of the mountain. However, I do think we might. I don't know about we. I think some of you overestimate the gap. That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. I've been a Dolphins apologist for a bit. I think their coach is really smart. But last year in that game, in the game that won the Bills to the division, they go in there, Josh Allen beats Tua again, which that's going to be your thing you're going to point to all the time.
Right.
In that game, Waddle was out.
Yeah.
In that game, Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are both out. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bills had their injuries, and they lose to Kansas City, and we say, like, well, if they were healthy, they would have done it. Bills-Dolphins. The Bills were missing players that day, and so was Miami. And it was a close game. It was stress. So I don't know what they're going to be this year.
He did have Tyreek Hill, though.
He did.
And they scored – didn't they not score
points.
A point? They didn't score a point from the three-minute mark – with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Yeah.
From there on, they didn't score a single point.
Yeah.
Like, their offense disappeared.
How many points did the Bills score offensively from that point? Was it seven?
They only scored, I think, seven. Yeah.
Because they got a punt return touchdown.
Yeah, so they scored seven. They had one touchdown drive, and then they also had a punt return.
So from the second quarter on, one team scored one offensive touchdown.
But do you remember the Bills in that game? That was becoming the week one Jets game. Like, the Bills were
stupid.
Driving into Dolphins territory, and he threw a
interception.
Pick in the end zone when he was going for Gabe Davis. Remember the fumble that Christian Wilkins just stole the ball from Allen?
Yep.
They were in the red zone, I think, on that one. So, yeah, they still didn't score, though. Like, that's part of it here. I think that there's two things that are going to be at play here, even if the gap's not that big. And I can get there with the gap isn't as big as we think it is. But the two reasons that it's just – I think completely understandable that Bills fans are going to mock and troll Miami relentlessly is, one, the Bills always win the game against Miami.
Yep.
And two, Bills fans have fallen in love with Josh Allen in the last 5-6 years, and Tua could not be, to me, a more polar opposite type of quarterback. Like, from what Bills fans have seen, this is how it works. This is what works in the league. I've got the Superman freak athlete, giant arm, will do whatever it takes. He'll jump over people. He'll play recklessly if he needs to. But that works because we've got our guy that plays like that. And then the guy we lose to all the time also kind of plays like that. And Tua is the antithesis of all of that. He does not take reckless chances. He does not make crazy athletic plays. You've called him a point guard, right? He's very different. He's accurate. He gets the ball out on time. He usually knows where to go with the football. He's just a very, very different type of quarterback. And I think Bills fans are going to have a tough time ever respecting a quarterback that plays that way when they watch their guy. Again, he'll throw the ball 80 yards down the field if he wants to.
Okay. Question. The way the Bills talk about their offense, doesn't it sound like they're talking about it more like Miami?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Offense, ball out, spread it around.
Pre-snap motion, by the way.
A lot more motion. I mean, yeah. The Dolphins have two elite ish receivers, one of the best of all time, and one in Jalen Waddle that's pretty darn good.
Who are both insanely fast.
Yes, yes. The Dolphins have like a very good receiver core based on the top two.
Yeah.
And the Bills are here talking about spreading it around, going to tight ends, running maybe more. The Dolphins were a heavy run team. That's the other thing. Like,
oh, end of the year they went way run heavy.
The Shanahan system is built on a commitment to the run game, and Mostert and Achan both had big years when they were in there. So,
yep.
I don't know, like this. There's a stat on Allen. I saw this from Warren Sharp. And sure, we'll get this to you right now. I was going to tease it for later, but I'll give it to you now. That I wonder is how this jibes with the Bills' plans. Since 2021, touchdown passes of 10 yards or more.
Okay. 10 yards or more?
Yeah. 10 yards or more. Josh Allen, number one, with 54 touchdown passes of 10 yards or more.
Nice.
Next closest has 40.
Okay.
That's Dak and Burrow.
Yeah. Huge gap.
Yep. And all the way down. And Tua's down at 29. Here's the real amazing part of this. Ready?
Is Mahomes going to be really low?
Mahomes is tied with Mac Jones and Davis Mills.
That's crazy.
17. Since 2021, Josh Allen has
54.
Three times as many touchdown passes of 10 yards or more than Mahomes.
Yeah.
And defenses, this is the kind of thing we're talking about in the league where, right, the cover two shell, bring it down. Here's the Chiefs this offseason talking about needing to open it up more. They get Worthy for downfield. They get Marquise Brown. Mahomes and the Chiefs are talking about getting their downfield game back, which in the last 3 years, there's not been downfield touchdowns for them. Not really.
Right.
And here are the Bills. Number
still
one,
doing it.
Number one in downfield touchdowns, and I wonder if this is a year where they think that comes back a little bit. So
yeah.
It's interesting. Like,
well, because last year they also, I don't know, that was from 2021 on.
2021.
Because I wonder what their number was last year on that front, because they walked into the offseason talking about the need for explosive plays. So maybe they had been doing it on an elite level, and maybe it came back down to earth a little bit last year.
Well, this year was the offseason of explosive plays too.
Yeah.
It is just wild. If you would,
that's what
if
I mean,
you would
yeah.
accept Allen and Mahomes is the two best quarterbacks. I mean, Mahomes 1 and Allen 2, if that's your 1-2. They are 1 and last in 10-plus yard touchdowns. They play entirely different games in
right.
that way.
Well, Mahomes, like the air yard stats over the past couple of years, hasn't he been like he throws the ball shorter more often than almost any quarterback in the league? Like, he's been...
You want to, so
the, I remember thinking this when the Bills were struggling with, like, hey, we're still chucking it down the field, turnovers. I remember thinking about this as a point that Mahomes had embraced the, I'll check it down, I'll throw these screens, I'll do these yak slants, the Rashee Rice, like, I'll be that quarterback and not just chuck the ball deep every time. And there was a moment where I felt like Allen was struggling to do the same thing. And maybe that's part of their offseason plan, is Mahomes and Andy Reid have reacted to this deep cover two shell with all this other stuff short, trying to be maybe more like the Dolphins or the 49ers types yeah. of offenses. And the Bills maybe have tried to and failed, or maybe
well,
haven't tried
not,
that hard.
Not really. So the numbers on, okay, the rest of it. 10 yards and less touchdowns. Okay. You do not have the same story where, again, 10 yards or more, Allen won, Mahomes in last.
Yeah.
Under 10 yards, Mahomes number one.
Yeah.
Allen is six.
All right, so it's...
But the
gap, Allen scores a lot of touchdowns.
Allen throws a lot of touchdowns. Yeah. But the gap is pretty considerable. Since 2021, touchdown passes of 10 yards or less, Mahomes, 88.
Wow.
Next, 56. And that's, by the way, who's that? Dak Prescott.
Dak is
number two in both.
Maybe that's why I like the Tua contract for the Bills, is that I don't get to see Dak Prescott in a Dolphins uniform next year.
I can
stop thinking about that.
So, you know, the differences between them are interesting. And
yeah.
We'll see what this version of the Bills offense looks like. But I think of the Bills offense, it's downfield passing, and I think it still will be, but we'll see how it goes in the Joe Brady era. Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550 from St. John Fisher.
How interested should I be in this tweet that I just saw that right now at the Olympics, Nadal versus Djokovic? Should I be interested in that? I didn't know Nadal still played tennis. How old is he? 40?
You didn't see him carry – didn't he carry the torch? He carried the torch.
He did? Okay, I did not see that. That was more of like a ceremonial thing?
No, he carried the torch. No,
apparently not. He's out here. He's playing Nadal, right? Or he's playing Djokovic now.
He carried the torch. Tarika was commenting on it at the time I was watching the opening ceremonies. A Spanish player is carrying it in France, but it's because of the French Open.
Yeah, he and Serena Williams were both part of the torch lighting.
Yeah. Yep. Nadal's 38.
All right.
803-0550. Olympic golf.
When we get back, something in the film industry that happened this weekend that I want your take on.
Films.
In the films industry.
What happened in the film industry? All 22 film? What kind of film?
Not all 22 film.
Not that. Matt Parrino, 8:30. Steve Tasker, 9 o'clock. We'll keep rolling here from St. John Fisher on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.